are listening to 3KQ Radio. Give it some love. We're the cool people on the planet Earth. What it is, what it is, what it do. It's your boy, Mr. 3KQ, and we are live in this thing once again. Up always, every Sunday. You know how we do it.
Big black nigga in the icy watch.
That's me all day, me all day. Now, I did get a couple of texts, a couple of emails. You know, business as usual. People like the show, people don't like the show. And, you know, I always got to tell people, man, you know, this is an opinion-based show. These are our opinions. You ain't got to like it, but this is what I want you to know.
All your comments are definitely welcome, and opinions are definitely welcome. Please hit us up on my Twitter page at @F_yo_feelings. That's fuck your feelings, because we don't really give a damn about them.
Boom. So, hey, those are the rules. Regulations and everything you need to know. You know, I try to keep it real with everybody, man. I really do. I really try to keep it real with everybody. That sometimes you're really just not going to like what we have to say. And it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Oh, I'm looking at a number that was calling in, didn't recognize it, but now I do. Now I do. We got my boy, Mr. Nick No Nickname, in the motherfucking building. What's going on?
What up, man? Hey, man, I'm chilling. I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, just trying to maintain. You know, I don't have as much problem as Chad P do when he have to do the mix, but, you know what I'm saying, I ran downstairs. I ain't have to run to the garage that's upstairs and then the other garage and then to the office. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm here.
Right.
I'm happy to be here. I hope everybody enjoyed the mix. I had fun doing it. It's been a minute.
Okay. And he don't really do much running. You know, he got an elevator that goes sideways and shit. So everybody ain't able. Hey, man, you know. And since he's not here, maybe
I think
later
he got a Segway
on,
or something in his crib too, though.
Yeah. Like one of them little scooter shits. Yeah. But he don't wear no helmet, though. Yeah. I know. I got you. We might tell a story about how this person thought Chad was Future too, since he ain't here. We might get into that a little bit later. You know, because he can't really say it wasn't him this time. So I have the chance to tell the full story. So we'll see how that works. But man, hey, welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple people that may be out, some people that may be joining, but who cares? We hold the show no matter what. We got three good topics going on today. We got, should there be some compensation for a menstrual cycle while you're at work? So women, you know, you have your period, you have pain cramps, whatever is going on, should you be compensated for having to miss work for that? Second topic. Can love be taught? Simple, easy. Can love be taught? So that's gonna be our second topic there. And then our last topic is, are relationship boundaries good or bad? So those are gonna be our three topics for the show. Nick, what you think about those topics?
I think, do I have to talk about all these? Because I feel like some of these is probably not good for me to talk about.
You know what? I felt the same way, because I was like, some women may be upset at what I may have to say about some of this. But yeah, you're going to have to talk about all of them. You know how we do it. You're going to have to talk about all of them.
Yeah, let me just put this out there at the beginning of the show. Because I feel like people don't understand that this is a show for a couple different reasons. This is a show for entertainment purposes. This is a show, you know what I'm saying, to give you the real of how people think. And this is a show that I show my ass on. You feel me? So, listen, if you don't like it, I don't really give a fuck. And we don't give a fuck. Some of us might give a fuck, but they should pretend like they don't give a fuck. And that's just where we at. So if you get upset with me off of what I say about here, you're not getting compensated for your menstrual cycle. I'm just letting you know, ladies. Listen, you better ask God for the money because I don't got it. You feel me? So I just want y'all to know that this shit, since they told me I had to talk, y'all probably going to be pissed off. But I don't give a fuck. I just want to make sure that's known. It's a couple of things I don't give a fuck about, and most of them is you people, okay? I just want to throw that out there.
When you say you people, that sounds kind of strong and racial. Like, when you say you people, like you got to take some.
Yeah, no, you people is only racist if white people say it, because black people can't be racist, so just miss me with all that.
Duly noted.
Yeah, no, black people can't be racist.
I got you. Okay. All right, so if we say, like, not gonna fight it. No worries.
All right. When we spell Mexican with the M-E-S-S, when we be like, it's a Mexican over here, that's not racist because we can't be racist.
Makes sense.
I'm just letting you know.
It makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When we be like, fuck all white people, that's not racist. That's probably wise, is what it is. It's wise. Just being honest. Hey, shout out to Black History Month. It's over. But we're going to keep that shit going, man. Keep the black dollar in the black community. Shout out to Killer Mike.
Okay, duly noted. All right. So, let's start. We're gonna do the menstrual cycle thing second. Let's start with this one. Can love be taught? And usually you go last, and then I chime in, and Chad goes first. But since Chad's not here, I guess I'll go first. So can love be taught? Some people say love can't be taught. I think love can be taught, and this is why. If hate can be taught, because when children are born, they love everybody. It's the teachings that go on that you grow up to be a racist because you learned that from somebody. Because you see little children running around playing with mixed and white kids and black kids and Chinese kids, and they just love having fun and playing around. They don't know any better. But it's later on when they start learning from parents and the culture that they're in is when they become racist. So if you can love to hate, I mean, if you can learn to hate somebody, you can definitely, I feel like, learn to love. Love can be taught to somebody. I believe there's couples out there that were not necessarily attracted to each other fully. It may have been sexual. They may have not wanted anything to do with each other other than be, quote-unquote, a fuck buddy. But, you know, sometimes if you do that too long, feelings, you know, begin to blossom, or that person can start teaching love onto that other person. Hey, you know, you should do this, or hey, you should hold me like this afterwards. Don't get caught up in that hype if you just fuck buddies. But, you know, the women, they're smart. They try to get that in your mind. So, guys, you got to be careful. But I definitely believe that love can be taught, and it can blossom and it can grow. Nick, well, what you think?
I think that's a lesson I ain't trying to learn. But if we got to go more in depth into it, I would say that. Let me see. Yeah, no. It probably. I mean, what you said was very logical, but like, I feel like love is more like a natural reaction to something that you enjoy and want to be around, you know. So I don't think that like true, real love is necessarily taught. I think that's something that's more natural. True, you do have to learn hate. That's a fact. But you know, you don't have to learn necessarily certain human emotions, and I think love is one of those. Some things you just feel, like, you know, if something comes towards you, you're just afraid sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, fear you don't have to teach, and I feel like love is the opposite of fear in some cases, or maybe the actual, you know, highest point of fear, but whatever. Some people look at it different. But the point is, I think that, you know, it's one of those natural emotions that you have. It just comes with it, and it's not necessarily learned. It's something that, that you should naturally feel. And I think that, yes, some couples do learn to be in love with each other, but I don't know that that's real love. I think that's more of a, I put up with you because I'm used to you. It's a comfort level that comes with that. And I don't think, you know what I'm saying, real love is necessarily because I'm comfortable. You know, I think true love is probably being comfortable with being uncomfortable, because being with another person is going to be situations that you don't, you know, you're not really ready for, but you're okay with that because that person make you feel a certain way or whatever. I don't necessarily think it's learned. I think, you know, longevity of a relationship and putting others first and compromise and all those things are learned, and those are things that are sometimes necessary when it comes to love. But I don't think love is particularly something that you learn. I think that's a natural emotion that you feel. You naturally love your parents, and they never taught you to love you. Love them. They just treated you right. And then you grew up, you were able to make your own decisions, and loving them and having a certain type of love for them was something that naturally happened. So that's just how I feel about it. But I don't profess to be an expert in this subject at all, so I could definitely be wrong. It's just my opinion.
Gotcha. Well, I definitely have somebody that's getting ready to come on that may be able to give us a little bit more insight. He serenades ladies, and, you know, he likes ratchets, so he be singing Gucci to them and stuff like that, like, for instance, like this. And that's what he tells them, and he sings that to them, and they just fall in love with that shit. So, you know, without further ado, Peasy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
This shit got to stop. This shit got to stop, man. But you know what, though? I don't even give a fuck. I'm in a good mood. Cause, nigga, it is cruise week, nigga, and I'm in a good goddamn mood. It's a nigga standing outside holding some balloons. But I am in a great goddamn mood. So, I missed the question. What was the question?
The question is, can love be taught?
I believe love can be taught. And here's why. Because, you know, I think the more natural parts of love can be taught. This is kind of what happens when somebody cares for you, you develop that. I think that can be developed, but I think the way you want to be loved as a partner and a mate can be taught. It can be taught.
Okay.
Depending on how you feel about love, you know what I'm saying? I do think that can be taught.
All right. That makes sense. Now, back in the day, and still in some countries, there's marriages that are pre-set up, you know what I mean? Marriages that are you don't have a choice who you're going to marry. You just have to marry this person. Do you think love can be taught in those situations, or is that just, hey, I know what's going on, this is what I have to do for my family, and I'm going to do it? Or can love actually blossom and be taught in those situations? What you guys think? Anybody can answer that.
I'm gonna let Nick go first.
Right. Mr. Nick, no nickname. And a pre-set up relationship, can love be taught?
Nigga, you are on. Your mic's mute, bro. We can't hear you.
Hey,
bro.
Listen. First of all, when you used to go on last, you go fill up your cup when other niggas is going. So that's what I was doing. Y'all niggas saying shit. I had to sprint on a bad knee back to the motherfucking studio and shit. Because I heard Y'all niggas asking me questions, and I fuck my ACL. First of all, let me tell y'all something. I fuck ACL, MCL, whatever, BCL. I don't know what this shit called, but I fucked this motherfucker up at Skyzone with kids. First of all, I've never been injured with kids before. This shit is worse than any football injury I ever had before. So I won't be going back to Skyzone. They got socks that don't give. Them bitches are tougher than cleats. But anyway, the question was, what? Because I don't fucking know.
In a pre-set up marriage, can love be taught in a pre-set marriage? Like, hey, you're born, you're going to marry this guy because he's in this family when you get older. Like, can love be taught in that situation?
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I feel like we're moving to China with this question. No. I'm going back to the main thing I said. So I think that's where that's the epitome of what I was saying. So that's where, you know, you definitely learn compromise and you learn how to be with somebody. You might even start to enjoy their time, but I don't think that's what the definition of what I guess true love would actually be. So I don't think that you can be taught to love that person, but you can definitely be taught how to deal with that person. Chad had a good point on his original statement, which is you can be taught how to love, like, that person specifically, how they want to be loved or whatever. I think that's how he said it. But so I think that's true. You always learn in the person you with, but, like, I think love is an emotion that is never taught. It's a feeling that you just get. It's the feeling you get when you're around that person or with that person or whatever. So I think that's more of a natural situation. I don't think that's something that can be taught no matter what the reasons that you're in that situation. So yeah, being in a marriage where you were forced to be in, I don't think that caused love. I think a lot of stuff back in the day was based on loyalty and whether it was to the person or to the family or whatever, but it was based on loyalty and stuff like that. Whereas now I think since we're able to do it through free will, I think we see less of that love or what we think love should be. And we also see less of that loyalty too. So that's what I got. So, no, I don't think it can be taught no matter the situation. But that's a good-ass question, though. Are there still, like, planned marriages in fucking places now?
You know what? I don't know. But maybe I can find out. I'm pretty sure there is. I mean, just because some of that stuff is based on culture. And, you know, last week we talked about Black culture, and there's other cultures out there that actually hold strong to, you know, what they do. So I'm pretty sure that, yeah, there's probably still some cultures out there that do it. But, Peasy.
I feel sorry for them.
Peasy, in a preset or a prearranged marriage, is can love be taught in that marriage, or is love gone, or what you think, Peasy? Or no? Hi, Peasy, probably running upstairs. His Segway broke down halfway between his master bedroom and his office. Like we said earlier.
Hey, man, hold on. What happened? Huh? What happened? Well, y'all were calling for me?
Yeah, Bray, you know when you go through the tunnel in your house with your Segway, it cut out,
yeah.
So you missed when I was asking you the question.
Oh, my bad. I think you were saying can love be taught when you got to arrange a relationship, right?
Right.
Man, you know what, though? Man, I think in them situations, love can be bought, bro. Love, fuck a talk, it can be bought, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? Them shits don't be, you don't arrange marriages for no reason. Like, them shits, they got money involved. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got a lot of shit involved. So, you know what I'm saying? At that point, love can be bought, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And in that case, if love can be bought, it definitely can be taught. The niggas buy degrees. Let that sizzle in your soul.
I guess bars. I don't know if that's qualified for that situation, but we'll say it anyway. Bars. All right. All right. I think you make a strong point.
That shit did not qualify for no bars because that's a country Wayne line, and that nigga fucking a nigga that look like us. They just call themselves Just Hilarious. Fuck that. That shit do not count.
Okay. Well, Chad, your bars has been revoked. Sorry, but all right. So in a prearranged marriage, I don't think love can be taught. That's my opinion. I don't think love can be taught. I think it may grow on you, but I don't think in a prearranged marriage that it can just be taught to that person. Cause they're pretty much being forced to be with somebody. And then out of that being forced to be with that person over a long period of time, I guess you can fall in love. I mean, but I just don't see it. Just don't see it. But that's what's up. That's what's up. That's for our topic on can love be taught. I'm going to a two-minute break real quick. We're going to play a quick song. Let Nick go grab a drink. I'm going to go grab a drink. Chad probably already has three drinks with him, but we'll be right back.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Babe, you know you like. My A, my B, my C, and my D. Yeah. Hey, babe, you my all of the above.
You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. All of the above, I'm in lust, I'm in love, I'm in all of the above. You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. Never bust, plus the drugs, yeah, all of the above. Said I'm all of the above. And fuck the sad bitch, the girl you really love.
Can't stay down like Drake and D. Send me them news, we miss it. They can't make me cheat on you. Ain't nothing you can do to make me beat on you. When I get home, can I eat on you? Come through late night, I put D on you. Box so good, she legendary. Crush little mama, unnecessary. Got a nigga hard like February. What we got ain't monetary. She my independent girl. Say she love me mini girl. She been around for a minute, girl. I take care of you and your mama, girl. House they clean like Paula do. Can none of these chicks keep up with you? Kristen, Louis Vuitton, got me and Bae drippin'. Ayy, bottles after bottles coming. Me and Bae sippin'. Ayy, blue. Hunters on us like me and Faith Griffin. She A, B, C, and D. So say out of I business.
You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. Say I'm all of the above. I'm in lust, I'm in love, I'm in all of the above. You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. Never bust, plus the drugs, yeah, all of the above.
I remember when I first met you. Black Honda was in the spot. I saw you walking by. We walk into the light. Ask if I could come with you. We all been through a lot. When I pulled you to the side, and I'm trying to be in your life. I'm trying to fast forward. Smoking on meteorite. Sick of your last boy. You say you need me in your life. Being a flyer.
All right. Welcome back to GKQ Radio, man. Ooh, little flies there to give you a little break. A little breaky break. Coming back at you strong. We just got finished talking about can love be taught? And common consensus says yes, love can be taught. But in certain relationships, I don't think it can, as far as a prearranged marriage. But for the rest of the world, yeah. Yeah, I think love definitely can be taught. At least it definitely grows on you. For our next topic, I think we're going to save the compensation for menstrual strike last. But for the next topic, we're going to go ahead and jump into are relationship boundaries good or relationship boundaries bad? This could start some arguments at home, so be careful who you're discussing these opinions with, because everybody may not feel the same way. But I do have my boy Chad P. Chad P., you still in the building?
Hey, man, I'm live. I'm lit. What's going on? What happened?
Okay.
What happened?
All right. I'm going ready to ask you a question, man. Are relationship boundaries a good or bad thing?
Oh, yeah. So relationship boundaries, I really feel like these are these could be possibly good things, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to set boundaries for your sanity. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't want a motherfucker pulling my charge out the wall. You know what I'm saying? Leave my charge alone. Leave it plugged right there. That's a boundary. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to set them little fences and shit up so for your sanity. So, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it could be a good thing.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Now, what about boundaries as far as, hey, I don't want you hanging with certain women after 10 p.m. or no text messages from other girls, or you can't be girls with friends with other women. Like, what about those kind of boundaries?
No, I don't really set friendship boundaries because I don't believe in that shit. Just because you fuck with somebody don't mean I'm going to fuck with somebody. And just because I fuck with somebody don't mean you got to fuck with them. So I don't really set no friendship boundaries and shit like that. I'm kind of skeptical about motherfucking nigga best friends, though. Like, you a female, why you got a nigga best friend? Is he gay? You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of skeptical about that shit. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't even set no boundaries on it, but I am skeptical.
So if you're skeptical about it and she's like, oh, I'm about to go hang with my best friend, like, are you trying to stop that? Or are you trying to say, no, you can't go do that? Like, because that would be considered a boundary if you say, no, I don't want you to do that. That's kind of like
so a what is it considered when, you know what I'm saying, if you got a dude best friend, I'm going to have a girl best friend? What is that called?
That'd be up to her. That'd be like, hey, she set a boundary and said, hey, I don't want you to have a female best friend. I don't really want you to be that close with any other female. But that'd be set.
In those situations, that's when boundaries suck, though. You know what I'm saying? When I can't have the type of friends I want, that's when the boundaries suck. They could be good or bad. They could be good or bad. But overall, I think setting boundaries might be a good thing. I guess we'll get into that topic next. But we'll talk about it next, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Boundaries is a bad thing.
Okay. Well, me personally, I think boundaries are bad. And this is why I think boundaries are bad. Because rules in life are meant to be broken. And so if you set a rule, you're setting the precedent that it's going to be broken in the future. And typically that's how it is. If you tell me, hey, I can't have any candy out the candy jar, then my whole focus now is how do I get the candy out the candy jar without you finding out? You know, so once you set a boundary, once you set rules and precedent, you're telling me, hey, I don't want you to, but I have a feeling that you're going to do it anyway. Now, if you don't say anything about it, then I'm not thinking about it. It's probably not going to happen at all because I'm not thinking about that. That's not what my focus is. That's not what my goal is. But if you tell me I can't have something, then that's typically, you know, where you try to go after it. So personally, me, I don't think boundaries are a good thing. I try not to set any boundaries whatsoever. If you're going to find out something, you're going to find it out regardless. What's done in the dark is going to come to light. So I don't set any boundaries in any relationships that I have. If you're going to do something, if I tell you not to do it, you're going to find a way to do it regardless. So I might as well not say anything and let you live your life. Just let me live mine. I'm not saying that I'm going to go out there. I'm not saying go out there and cheat or break rules or anything like that. But if I don't have any boundaries, then I don't have anything. I don't have a goal to go get because I didn't set any boundaries. No boundaries were set for me. So I'm not trying to break any rules. And furthermore, my lifelong definition of things has always been, they said, Justin, if there's no boundaries, that leaves it open to cheating. No, it's not necessarily true. Because in order to be a cheater, you got to get caught. I ain't never saying I'm cheating, never cheated. I was just going to say I ain't never got caught doing anything. But I am not necessarily saying I'm a cheater, not necessarily saying I have ever cheated, but I ain't ever got caught. So I can't ever be classified as a cheater if you never get caught. I can't ever be classified as a rule breaker if I ever got caught for open rule. So, you know, long story short, Don't set boundaries. The cream, the cream, the cream. Welcome to the motherfucking stage. How you
What's
doing?
What's up, Pre-KQ? What's up? Missed you guys.
Oh, we missed you too. We missed you too. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah,
right now. Everything's wonderful. A couple tornadoes down in Georgia, but we hope everybody is doing all right. So we're a little short staffed today, but we good.
Okay.
We good. Okay. Right now we are talking about boundaries. Are relationship boundaries good or bad? In the past, you've talked to us about some of y'all relationship boundaries as far as female best friends. You say that's a no-go. Donald say you can't take
right.
any change or any kind of money from another friend or a male because he might get shot, sniped in the parking lot. So you tell
right.
us. And we kind of got a consensus of what you're feeling, but how do you feel about relationship boundaries? Is it good or is it bad?
I honestly feel like it's a good thing, and I feel like it's necessary. And it's funny that you mentioned this because we went late last night to go see the Madeira's funeral. I don't want to be a spoiler or anything, but, at the end of every Tyler Perry movie, he always has, like, this ode to giving you, I guess, a moral thought or leaving you with something to think about. And that was a portion of it. So I really feel like relationship boundaries is a good thing. It's necessary. It keeps everyone honest. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of also protects your sanity. I feel like it protects your mental peace because if I have already told you things that I do not like or appreciate or care for and you do it anyway, it kind of lets me know where we stand and the level of importance or respect that you have for me. Just like Donald had made mention to me, like you said, hey, do not take change or anything or from any man. And guess what I don't do today? I don't take change from any man. Because he's already expressed to me that he did not care for it. Now, had he not, like when this happened, he had never made mention. Now, I know he's very, protective when it comes to those types of things. And, I wouldn't just openly take things or gifts from men. But I didn't think that that was a major thing. But after the fact, he addressed me and said, hey, don't ever do that again. I don't really like that. I don't appreciate that. And because he pulled me to the side and let me know that that wasn't, something that was acceptable as far as he was concerned for his wife, that let me know that was a boundary that I don't need to cross. That was a line that he painted in the sand. Hey, don't go that route. It keeps people honest. It keeps your relationship healthy. And boundaries are not dictatorships, so to speak. It's just basically saying, hey, I would rather you not do that out of respect for our relationship type of deal, as far as I'm concerned. Because I kind of caught the tail end of what you were saying, you don't make, it's not like – You basically, I think I heard you say that you basically don't put boundaries. I think this is what I heard. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's correct.
You kind of let people, do, how they do or whatever the case may be and see as like from that, I do feel like, a boundary needs to be set, but not necessarily, I guess, trying to control a person with your boundaries, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's coming off as making sense. I believe that you should have them, but it shouldn't be a dictatorship. Feel like the boundary or control in the relationship.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. And like a prime example, last night, somebody's phone was going off. Her phone was just going off. And I was like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What's your phone going off for? Because I'm going to, watch TV. But I don't set any boundaries. I don't go through your phone. Don't go through mine. I'm not going to ask you who's on your phone. I just say, hey, your phone going off. You might want to get that. Somebody sound like they really trying to get a hold of you. And I left it at that. Haven't had a second thought about it. But if I had boundaries set up and then I hear those going off now, I feel like, if it was a boundary set up, now that's a rule that is broken. Now I got to investigate. Now I got to find out who on your phone at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? That brings a lot of stress to me, my personal opinion. That just brings on too much stress where I can just be like, hey, your phone going off. You might want to check that. And be done with it. I don't have to think who was on it, what was on it,
so
what was going on.
So you don't care about
that? It is.
That doesn't
I don't. I don't. I feel like because that will bring too much stress, and I don't want stress. I don't like ripples in my pond. I like my pond nice and smooth. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't care about any of that.
I agree, but if my phone went off or his phone went off at 3 o'clock in the morning, I think I would – I don't think I would necessarily my first thing was something is wrong. You know, if it's going off back-to-back, you know, especially like with him and having out-of-state family, you know, that's the first thing he thinks about, like if his phone goes off in the middle of the night. You know, he has a young adult son and all that. So the first thing he thinks – or, you know, a grandma, mom, something like that, he's thinking the worst. So the first thing I'm going to say is, you know, who is that? What's going on? How, you know, what's up? You know, what, you know, because again, that's what you think about when you get calls like that in the middle of the night. Most of the time people are not calling you in the middle of the night unless it's something severe or it's sneaky, one of the two, you know. So my first thought, exactly, like even like, but as far as he and I are concerned, like we both have outside children, like we have boundaries as far as appropriate time to be, you know, like back and forth with the child's mother, whatever the case may be. You shouldn't be going back and forth, or I shouldn't be going back and forth at late hours of the night, just out of respect, because I'm a wife, you know what I'm saying? These people may be in relationships or whatever the case may be. It's a respect thing at this point. No, you don't text anybody at 11:30 at night, period, point blank. I'm not going to text. They don't text me. You don't text them. They don't text you. Anything that is dealing or important or whatever dealing with the kids, it's not 11 o'clock at night. You catch them the next day or during, you know, appropriate hours. And that's just respect. And when you start boundaries like that, you won't have to have a conversation later if a baby mama or you texting or doing something at 12 o'clock at night just because they're awake. No, that's inappropriate.
Okay.
So I do feel like there should be some boundaries, you know what I'm saying, put in place. You know, just to keep things safe.
Okay.
But I get what you're saying about the whole phone thing.
I got you. You know, and I thought about you when I was watching this movie the other day, and you know, I guess this guy, he had got kidnapped or whatever, and they told him to go to this place and pick up some money, and a police officer stopped him like, hey, do you need some help? And the guy was like, hey, I need you to go. I need you to get away. Leave me alone. Please leave me alone. And I was like, damn, that sounded like Lacreme with another nigga try to walk up and be like, hey, you need a dollar? Like, no, you need to get away from here. My husband will kill
for
you.
For real?
Like, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought when I was watching the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you need to leave.
Or even if, like, we're just out and he walks away from me and somebody comes over trying to talk to me, leave.
If you care for your life, you will leave right now.
And I don't want to have to explain anything. Move around. Move around.
Hey, what's up? All right, so Nick, no nickname, man. I know you've been waiting patiently. This time you did get the answer last, so I know you're ready. You got that yak in your cup. Talk to me, brother. Relationship boundaries, are they good? Are they bad? What do you think about?
The word is terrible. What's up, Lacreme? Yeah, no, the word is terrible. And it should be removed from the English language. But since it's still here, I think that word comes with boundaries. I think they should be left open. I think they should be left open, though. Like, adults are going to do what adults are going to do. And you can't stop them with a word. So, you know, why try? You know what I'm saying? The best you can hope for is somebody that's going to bring them back home to you. You feel me? So that's just how I feel about the situation. If you get that, you're doing good.
You should just be happy.
Listen, Lacreme made some great points, but I know, you know what I'm saying? I know niggas that have phones hidden in a motherfucking spare tire in a car. So you're not going to know if somebody comes in at night anyway. No, that's not going to work out for you. Granted, he was a gay dude, but niggas is getting real creative out here. So I'm just saying,
obviously,
you're not going to know. You're just not going to know. So what I'm saying is, like, all you can hope for is that you're safe health-wise. That's all you can hope for. The rest of that shit is stupid. Yes.
I feel like, Nick, if somebody going through that extent to keep me blinded to what they're doing, I got to respect it. Like, you don't want me to know that bad. Like, you are really covering your tracks. I got to respect you. Because that's serious.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Anybody
that, listen, if you a good hider, listen, if you play hide and seek and they never found you, you was the most valuable player of the game. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if this, I'm not gonna keep going. I'm stopping. I'm gonna stop right there. That's it. That's all I got for y'all. But let's just know this, that word that y'all said is hide and seek. And niggas is good at hiding. That's all I'm saying.
I think women are good at hiding too. If you want to keep some shit under wraps, I feel like people in general are good at hiding.
See, my whole philosophy has always been you never take extra time to hide stuff, you hide it in plain sight. Because if you hide it in plain sight, it's not what they're expecting. And that's always what I did. Just put it right in front of them. Put it, if you put it right in front of their face, they're like, if it's in my face, then he's not trying to hide it. If he's not trying to hide it, then it must not be anything. And boom, you ain't got to worry about that no more because it's right there in their face. I always used to hide stuff right there in plain sight.
Let me quit lying. Back in the day, I think I was pretty crafty. I think I was real good. I think I had lost my edge because I've been married. But I think back in the day, I was pretty crafty.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie though. You know what, Nick? I think you remember this one when Androids was popping. We had them Note 2s with my calculator on it. You remember that?
Yeah, bro. I remember.
My calculator used to be the best at hiding whatever you needed in your phone. Because it worked like a real calculator, but if you put in that code, everything could be stored in there. But anyway, that was back in the day when that app was popping and nobody knew about it. Well, Lecrae, since we got you here, let me talk to you about this. Can love be taught? Before you came on, the group decided that, yeah, love can be taught in some facets because of the fact that hate can be taught. You know, people aren't born racist, they're taught racist. And so, you know, people born, you don't teach your kids to love you. You treat your kids good, they love you no matter what. You know, little kids are born, they play with white, Chinese, black, Indian, Indonesian, it doesn't matter, because they're not taught to hate. They growing up, you know, kind of loving anybody. So in a situation, can a person be taught to love? What's your thoughts on that, Lecrae?
I definitely feel like a person can be taught to love, but I don't think that's how the relationship should, I guess, start or begin, if that makes sense. I don't want to, I want you to love me, but I want to teach you certain ways. Like, I don't want to have to teach you to love me or how to love, excuse me, I don't want to have to teach you to love me. Okay, let me make sure I'm getting my verbiage or my wording correctly. I don't want to teach you to love me, but I do want or feel like sometimes you have to teach a person how to love you. So I don't, I'm kind of changing the topic by saying this, but I do feel like that is sometimes necessary because when being married for a long time, and I'll use my situation as an example, I mean, and we haven't been married for buku years, but I mean, we're pushing up on 10 years here. So I do feel like gradually as you are in a relationship or you are married, there are things that, you know, as you change as a person will evolve and change. And so you continuously, you know, grow and want things done differently or you things that you've never done before, you now want to start doing. So sometimes you do have to kind of teach a person, hey, you know, I would really rather, you know, us try and do this more or do that. So sometimes, you know, you do have to kind of, you know, teach a person to or how to love you, not to love you. So I don't want to change the topic by, you know, that one word versus how. But I do feel like, yeah, you do have to in some instances teach a person how, but not love. Like, I can't teach you to love me. You have to just love me. And then from there, I can show you better ways or other ways to really fulfill that obligation of loving me.
Okay. And, hey, if y'all are listening and y'all are missing anything going on, check out our Twitter public relations analysis at Miss May 18. If y'all are missing anything, you can go check it out on Twitter. She keeps you up to date with everything. Shout out to Miss May on Twitter. But yeah, I see you, LaCream. I really do. Now let me ask you this, LaCream. This was the second part of the question that we had. In other countries, you know, they do, some countries still do it, but in the past they did it heavily. They had prearranged marriages. This father's daughter was going to marry this father's son. They're 8 now, but when they turn 18 or 22, whatever, they're going to be married. In that type of relationship where you guys are, your husband's already picked out, can love be taught or does love have to grow in that? What do you think?
I think both. I think if because ultimately you can teach love to these two individuals, but you know, once it's instilled and taught, it still has to grow. You still have to grow into love with that person. Just like, again, to use my situation, I've been with my husband, you know, 10 years now, and I'm still growing into loving him because he does certain things or certain things happen, and I love him even more. So I really feel like those prearranged situations, that's the same situation. You know, hey, you know, initially maybe you wouldn't have been my go-to choice, and when you say this, you immediately make me think about coming to America. Immediately, I said that I went to come to America, where, you know, hey, this guy, you know, had a beautiful opportunity here with this beautiful woman, but, you know, hey, he really wasn't on that. And so every issue of him, you know, growing to love her, that was not it. He wanted something else. But I do feel like in those prearranged situations, you can grow to love a person, and then sometimes they never do. Sometimes you never do. In these cultures that do that, they do this for different reasons, a lot of it being financial stability and stuff like that. So I don't necessarily – now, that's a topic. Are people marrying for financial gain and financial stability or love? That's a topic, because I really feel like with those prearranged situations, a lot of it is for financial gain for the families and to make sure that daughter is going to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Or that daughter's going to go into a situation, because marriage is a big thing, you know, in a lot of other cultures. So, I honestly feel like, you know, hey, in these prearranged situations, you can grow to love a person and be taught to love them. But, you know, how real is it going to be? Because that feeling that you have when you're in love, like, will this person ever have that? Because you didn't give me an option. You didn't mm-hmm. let me say, hey, you know, Jimbo, or you know, in most of these cultures, I don't want to be stereotypical, but you know, most of the time, these Indian cultures, or you know, it's a lot of different cultures. Let me not even just pinpoint one, but you know, they don't get an option. Like, you don't get to have those butterflies. Like, I need that, and you know, some people, you know, they don't know what that's like when it's prearranged. You just, hey, this is who it's gonna be, and then now you're making me think about the color purple. I think about all these situations.
Okay. All right then. I got you. Well, I think we've been rolling at a pretty good pace. I'm gonna play another 2-minute quick song, a little bit of Chad P this time, and we're gonna be right back in it, and we are gonna talk about the last topic, which, y'all pray for the show. We're probably gonna get a fine. But we're going to be talking about compensation for menstrual cycles at work. Is it good? Is it bad? Should it happen? Should it not? Well, we're going to find out. Be back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, certain feeling. my niggas, but the tie skinny. Big rims on the whip make the tie skinny. My watch bright as a bitch, so my eyes squint it. My girl pretty as a penny, I just dive in it. Give me 5 minutes, let me take the beat, let you niggas vibe with it. Call the shots now, I'm pulling threes. Crack the sunroof a little and feel the breeze. I blow the smoke out the top, no sign of cops. Push the 90, no one behind me. Check the review, clear two, I switch lanes. Never forget things, it was decades. I can just dream of big things. Feels right when a nigga ride luxury. Cause a couple meals ain't enough to me. I thank God every day for what I have now. Cause to live another day ain't up to me. My rims clean, yeah. My car wash, yeah. My fam good, yeah. My girl bad, yeah. I just need a check, I just want a check. I just need a check, I just want a check. I need that wood grain, I'm guessing that's a hood thing. Shawty eyeing me, I'm guessing that's a good thing. It's okay, I walk through them like doorways. Call these niggas Jose, believing what these hoes say. I'm straight, my nigga, take it from me. These hoes ain't fucking you for free. My time is money and I ain't really into wasting it. I'm permanent memories and fake relationships. Man, I'm fly after haters tar and feather me. Shorty let me slide like them slacks on them leather seats. My only goal is to catch whoever's ahead of me. And if I'm asked, this me, it's the better me. Shorty hit me up, like come through. I said I'm busy trying to make my dreams come true. Loosen up my tie, roll my sleeves up. I grind till they realize they gon' need us. It was right when a nigga ride luxury. Cause a couple meals ain't enough to me. I thank God every day for what I have now. Cause to live another day ain't up to me.
As he said, a couple meals ain't enough for me. Hello, you can give me a couple meals, I might be alright. You know, I feel like I can flip it. And with Nick hustling ass, I know I can flip it. Give me a couple meals, I might be alright. I might be all right. But welcome back to give me a couple mil. I give some to Nick, some to La Cream, and I guarantee I'll flip it. Man, I got you. I got it. Welcome back to the show, man. 3KQ Radio. We live. If you're listening on the app, welcome. We appreciate it. You listening from right from my website at 3KQRadio.com. Appreciate it. Thank you to our sponsors, Trap Tap. Law Depot. We appreciate them always sponsoring us and doing good by us and helping us not take all these fines that we probably gonna get on this next topic here. Compensation for menstrual strike, menstrual at work is how the topic says. I'm really debating on this one. But anyways, I guess we got to do it. So apparently, you know, there's been a situation somewhere where a female needs some time off because of the fact that she's hurting for something that happens to the female body. And, you know, in this particular time, you know, most of her sick time and, you know, vacation time is probably, it's been used up. But she's hurting, she needs to go home, but she feels like she should be compensated for this because, I mean, it's not her fault. It's what happens to the female body. So it brought up the topic that, you know, should a female be compensated, you know, for maybe a monthly basis if their monthly time is too strong. And there are cases where females do, you know, have strong cramps and they get doctor notes and things like that. So the question is, should they be compensated? I'm gonna start with Ms. LaCreme from a woman's perspective. What do you think? Should a female be compensated for that? Should that not go against her vacation time and her sick time? Should a set portion of time be set aside for her for that, and so that she doesn't have to miss out on pay?
I don't feel like it should be compensated. And the reason why, and I guess maybe because I don't have, you know, menstruals that put me in a place of basically, you know, just kind of puts me in this irritable state where I'm not able to do anything because of, you know, pure and utter pain. So I feel like it's a long stretch to say that should be something that all women should be able to get, you know, in the event, like I, because it's almost like you're making that seem like pregnancy, you know, like being out on maternity leave or whatever the case may be, something that every woman will need if they're having a baby. But every woman doesn't experience menstrual cycles that are so intense that causes them not to, you know, do anything or have to be bedridden or whatever. Like, I mean, I played sports all my life, on my cycle, not on my cycle, you know what I'm saying? I never missed a beat. You know, now sometimes I may be a little, but it never stopped me from doing what I needed to do. So I to say across the board, should women be compensated for it? I don't think so. You know, it's athletes that do this all the time. Women as athletes, it's working women that, you know, do it. Now, if you have a serious diagnosis, like you've been diagnosed, you know, maybe during that time you lose so much blood or so much pain that you have to be in the bed, then I think that would be something that you would discuss with your employer. But I don't think that because of that you should be compensated. Like you said, if you got sick time, use it for that. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. But me just, even from as a woman's, you know, perspective or point of view, I don't think that that should be a across-the-board situation that you get, you know, paid time off for that. Because, again, we always want equality and we want this and we want that. Men don't get to take off for those types of things. Even though I think now men are getting some maternity leave, I think something like that is happening. I've heard wind of that, that they're getting.
Yeah. Men are getting 8 weeks now. In some companies, some major companies, men are getting.
It went
from like having 2 or 3 weeks to now they're getting 8 weeks. To they call it it's not like maternity leave, but it's like bonding time.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. I mean, but that's just me. I don't know. I don't think that's necessary. You know, because a lot of the time that women are out of work is not just bonding, it's letting your body heal. You know what I'm saying? Your body has went through a traumatic experience, especially if you had to have surgery or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I feel like at that point, it's for your body healing. Bonding time, okay, boom, we got to go to work. And when we get home, we bond, you know? But, I mean, hey, this maybe, I don't know. But, no, I don't think they should be getting compensated.
No, I am with you on some parts. I think men should have the bonding time with the son. I do believe women, you know, you guys get 8 to 12 weeks or something like that, like 3 months to be home with the baby, get the baby acquainted. You got to feed it every few hours and stuff like that. There are bonding times when you adopt a child. Well, at least Verizon, the company, I know from reading their handbook, there's bonding time where if you adopt a child, you get 8 weeks to try to get the child acquainted and you know, get him in schools, if there's school involved or, you know, whatever. You get a bonding time. So I do agree that men, you know, even though we didn't have the baby, there still should be some bonding time. So I do like that 8 weeks. As far as being offered a menstrual or something like that, if it's doctor approved and you know, you get a note, compensate them, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that because there are some women that have pains so strong that they can't walk and, you know, it hurts them. So I believe they should be compensated or, you know, for the simple fact that maybe you should use all your sick time and vacation time because you got drunk the night before. It's a thin line, you know, to figure out which side you're going to teeter totter on because damn well somebody's going to abuse it. Somebody's going to be like, oh, I'm hurting. But really you just needed to leave a couple of days early for your vacation. So it's the ones that abuse it that hurt and stop it from everywhere else. And the same thing with the maternity leave. You know, there's some men that may say, hey, I don't want to use my maternity leave up front. I want to use it in 2 months. And then, you know, I'm going to take my family to you know, Orlando and you know, make sure the baby's accompanied there. And you know, because I want to spend those 8 weeks in Orlando, you know. So there's times where it could be abused, but at the same time, if they're going to give you that time, you're free to kind of use it whatever you want to. So, you know, I don't – if there's a doctor's note and the doctor can prove that their person is having those severe cramps whenever they have their time of the month, then yeah, I think they should be compensated. But for every single woman to get it, no, I don't believe that should be the case because, you know, like you said, LaCream, not every woman is getting brought down to their knees in pain. And there's a lot of women that could be brought down to their knees in pain, but they fight through it because they need that check. So,
all right.
But anyways, this is the part of the show where if you have not so thick skin, you may want to log off because this next answer I am not responsible for. And it's going to be their opinion. And, you know, I gave mine. And LaCream gave hers. You got yours there at home. But this opinion, yeah, you're on your own with this Mr. Nick No Nickname. Without further ado, man, what's your thoughts on compensation for that time of the month?
Where the money coming from? Who paying these bitches for some shit we ain't give them? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who the fuck... I'm broke. Nigga, I don't got time. Nigga, no. First of all, these bitches better go. Most of these bitches don't go to church in the first place. But when you go to church, you supposed to pay. So technically, most of these bitches owe God, okay? Because the offering is for Jesus, and he gave you this shit. So y'all niggas in debt is what I'm trying to tell you. Fuck that. No, listen, your purity is your problem. All right, that's all I got to say about that. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I didn't born your ass. That shit not my responsibility. Listen, if your cramps is unbearable, it's because you sinned. That's what that shit is. It's payback, bitch. You should have been fucking that nigga home, boy. That's what the fuck that shit is. So all the bullshit you did in life, that's what that shit for. And if you have a period that's hard as fuck and you 15 and you ain't had sex with nobody yet, it's for all the shit you gonna do in life that's fucked up. That's what the shit is. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. Ain't no compensation, ain't no motherfucking pay, ain't no tip. Bitch, that's not my problem. That's your problem. Matter of fact, if there's a real nigga like me, I don't even know you when your period is on. So why would the fuck would I pay you? Nigga, I delete your name out my phone when your period on, because you have no use for me, bitch. I'm just letting these hoes know that shit is not never will a nigga be paying you for your period. You better get on that shot. LaCream, don't the shot make your period go away?
It does in a sense, but it does a lot of other things too.
So. Yeah, let it do all them bitches. If they want to be compensated, you need to be on the shot, ma'am. Fuck that. You need to be on the shot and get fat. That's what this shit I've seen it do. I've seen it make your period go away and you blow up. Okay? And listen, the world is in need of this business right now. Because everybody is paying Dr. Miami for his services. Okay? But the world is in need of just bitches as fat. So get on the shot. That's what you do. Get your uterus removed. If you do that, you won't have no period. Be useful.
What do you think about men and maternity leave?
Huh?
What do you think about men and maternity leave? Should they get it?
I mean, first of all, women get paternity. I don't think that's the same as your period, though. But since we talk about it.
But you think they should get it?
Huh?
But you think.
Yeah, I don't.
The terminology. Just that. They call it something else. I don't
want to
say it, but you know what I'm talking about. Bonding time.
No, you're right. I got it. I got you. Oh, you was breaking up a little bit, but I got you. So,
okay.
I don't think that men should get the same amount of time that women get, first of all, because ain't shit come out of a man. If the company decides or the world decides the man gets 6 weeks, then the woman should get, you know, longer than that because she physically has something happen to her. But I definitely think as a parent, you know what I'm saying, that you should get time to bond with your kid. I don't know, you know, where I would be if I didn't have that. I didn't take 6 weeks, by the way, guys. I only took like two, but I don't know where I would be at if I didn't have some time away from work to just bond with my daughter when she was young, you know, because naturally kids will bond with their mother, especially if you know you're doing
breastfeeding and all that kind of stuff. But even if you're not doing all that stuff, they naturally spend more time with their mother. So I think it's definitely important for the fathers that's going to be there. You know, you other niggas don't get shit. But for the fathers that's going to be there, I think it's definitely important to have, you know, the time to create that bonding experience for your kids, because they're still, even with that time, they're still naturally more of a relationship with their mom, but you're able to establish somewhat of a relationship and it can grow from there, from the beginning. So yeah, I think it's definitely important to have some time. I don't really know if the amount of time that they give guys is fair. I know they did it because of same-sex marriages. And you might have two men that are married and then you got to give them the same amount of time because they adopted or whatever. So I get it. Politically, I get it, but just in a normal, not going to say normal because the gay's not going to get on me today, but just in a traditional situation, I think that, you know, the guy doesn't need as much time as the mother, just because she went through some stuff. So a lot of that time, she's not actually even spending with the kids. She's trying to get better. So, I mean, there's appointments and stuff. And dads, we fucking suck at taking our kids to the doctor. I just want y'all to know, we forget a lot of shit that we're supposed to ask when we get back home. And the mom be like, well, did you, how much they weigh? And you be like, right. God damn it, I forgot. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
this is true.
It's a lot of time. I mean, a lot of that time is dedicated to the kid because moms are, I mean, they're caretakers. That's what it is. So, no, I don't know if we should get the same amount of time. I'm not gonna preach for that. But I am going to say that, you know, when it comes to periods, women shouldn't get compensated. But when it comes to giving birth, you know, women should be compensated more than men because we just kind of watch it and laugh about it later with her, of course. But we don't really put in no work. Well, we put in work at the very, very beginning, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, one thing, too, that I did, that I definitely agree with you said was, you know, that they should get time. Because when a woman initially gives birth, a woman's body is tired. So, you know, to have a spouse or a husband or whatever there to help for those first couple weeks, I do think is really helpful because, you know, a woman has gone through so much, you know, within that, you know, labor, you know, sometimes they just have to rest. They have to sleep. And that's why you hear, oh, well, my mom was going to stay with us for a little while. And this is like, that was very protective. Like, he didn't want my mama to stay or anything. He wanted to be the one who was caring for the baby. He was going to wake up. He was going to do all of that. And that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? So I do feel like, you know, they do need some time. But I wouldn't say, like you said, they need equal amount of time.
Yeah. Now, I think there should be a thing where certain circumstances, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's women, I mean, I don't know the percentage. I haven't Googled it. I'm not going to. But there's a percentage of women that die giving birth. You know, so I think that point, the guy should get that amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Because now he daddy and mama. Right? He got to figure that shit out. There's other situations, but that's like the biggest one I can think of where, yeah, you should get that amount of time, but I don't think it should be necessarily a norm because we ain't going to do nothing with that time but get on her motherfucking nerves when she get better anyway. She's like, you going back to work? Yep, I'm finna go back to work now because you know your nerves. So, yeah, we're not equal. We're not equal in that aspect, but I just want to send a reminder out there, bitches, you still going to be broke when your period is on. I ain't going to talk about that shit. You talking about giving birth to a kid. You're not talking about periods. You know, when you give birth to a kid, you don't even have periods. I just want to throw that out there. Like, you should get compensated for not having them. But not, for having them, nope, not so much. Them bitches is a good sign. It don't matter how much it hurts, it's a good sign. At least for the dudes. I mean, you don't have to pay child support. So why would we pay you for having motherfucking periods? Nope, that's not how it works. If you don't have a period, we got to pay you. That's how that shit works. In case y'all didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep,
okay. Absolutely.
There it is. So, Nick, I know in the company that you work for, you're pretty high up. The cream, you pretty much own your own company. I know when it comes to employees, right, their sick time There's vacation time. There's personal time. And, you know, it comes to the end of the year. Let's just say it's November, and you have those employees that have used all their time. And you know their time hasn't always been, oh, they were sick. You know, they've used their time like all of us do. We want to go to the beach, or we want to go out and do whatever. And so at the end of the year, and you're at work, you catch an allergic reaction to something, and it's like, do you let them go to the hospital because of an allergic reaction, or do you tell them, hey, if you leave, you're going to get fired because you have no time? Like, where do your guys' standards on that? I've seen this happen before. A guy literally was at work turning purple, but he had used all of his time, all of it, you know what I'm saying? And he bragged about it. He went, you know, he took a week off to go to the beach and use all his personal time or whatever. But now he's at work, he's turning purple. Like, do you say, hey, I got to fire you if you leave? Or do you guys feel remorse and be like, hey, I'll work something out. You go ahead and take care of yourself, but we'll keep you on with like a final warning or something like that. Or do you just say, hey, you used all your time, you're fired. What are your guys' thoughts on that? I'm going to start with Nick in your business that you're in. How would you handle that situation?
Well, that's crazy. But all right, so believe it or not, at work, I don't say none of the shit I say on the show. So at work, I would probably be like, well, I don't say most of it. I say a little bit of it. But at work, I'd probably be like, you know, taking care of yourself is most important. So you need to do that. But I'm never going to tell you that I'm going to curb a write-up or anything. Like, I want you to live, but I'm still going to fire you. You gone because you use all your time. And that's just the rule. But, I mean, if you die, I'm not able to fire you. You dead. So I'm going to make sure you take care of yourself. And then after you take care of yourself, we can come back in this office and, you know, you can give me your badge and your phone. But the good part about that situation is, because we can go out to lunch afterwards, the good part about that situation is that you still have your life. And that's the part that's most important, you know. So for me, your time is your responsibility. Your health is your responsibility. But I'm always going to err on the caution of a person, because at the end of the day, no matter where we work and all that stuff, like, your life, your health, and all that stuff is most important. So that's what I'm going to focus on. But that is not going to stop me from doing my job. I'm not going to help you keep your job. If you've already broken all the rules, you're just going to be gone. And I feel no remorse. You didn't fire yourself. I mean, I didn't fire you. You fired yourself. I just did the paperwork. That's where I'm at, and that's how I feel about it. So.
Cool. McCree, you know, same question, same scenario. How are you handling that situation?
Again, I have to agree with Nick. This is the straight up honest to God truth. At our office and our company, we have a point system, and when you abuse, you know, the points, you know, hey, you go from steps till, you know, you find your way out. And I do agree in exactly what he said. You know, your health is priority. You know, I would never tell a person, if you leave, you're fired. Like, I would never say that. But again, like you said, when you come back, come on in this office. I got this termination letter for you to sign, and let me explain to you why. But you already know I didn't fire you. You did fire yourself because you made the ultimate decision to use your personal time for everything else. So with that being said, unfortunately, based off of our policy, and that's one thing about being a business owner, your policy is your policy. You run your company accordingly. Because if you start to bend the rules for Joe Blow, you got to bend them for Sally too. And I don't bend the rules for anybody. Because, again, I don't want it to be a favoritism thing within the office. So you've broken the rules. You phased out in your points. There's nothing that I can do. But, again, like he said, you have your life. You can go and work anywhere else, but you will no longer be employed here based off of your utilization of your time.
And see, what the problem, Justin, is people don't realize that you're not getting fired for the time that you were sick. You're getting fired for the time that you abused before you were sick. Like, that time is there for fuck-ups. For sick times, for emergencies, for all that, whatever the hell you want to call it. If you abuse it and use it, that's on you because it's yours. But don't expect me to feel bad when you have no time and something actually bad is actually happening to you. I don't feel bad because what at the end of the day, the reason I come to work is for me to take home a check, not for you to take home a check. I met you because I work here, not because we're friends. And people don't always understand that, but none of us is friends. Well, we are on this show, but none of us is friends. We paid to socialize with each other, and I'm paid to act like I like your ass. But that ain't that ain't always the truth. You feel me?
Like, and see,
sometimes I wish I'm happy that you get fired. Sometimes, because your personality don't vibe with mine. So. like, all the stuff I said in the beginning is true. Like I don't fire you, you fire yourself. I'm not ever going to be out to get somebody because people have been out to get me. They missed, they gone. Anyway, but so I'm never going to be that person, but I'm always going to follow the rules. And like she said, if I can do it for one, I can do it for everybody. If I can't do it for one, I can't do it for nobody. And I'm more of the can't do it for one and can't do it for nobody type of person. I don't make exceptions. Not for real. So
And what were you
going to
say,
McCain? And I had, because I do all the hiring and firing. You know, Donald's really kind of like, he falls back. He doesn't really, you know, he doesn't do that. So my thing is, we just had a situation like that. It's so funny that we're having this conversation. We just had a situation like that in December. And I had to let a chick go because of that exact same reason. But it wasn't for illness. It was just the fact of the matter is you wanted to go. It was raining, so you wanted to leave early to go get your children from the bus stop so they didn't have to walk. And like I explained, I said, look, I say, be mindful. I don't mind you going. I'm not going to tell you no, but you're going to sign this counseling. And upon your return, you'll be on this step. I'm not going to tell you no. So then finally in December, right before Christmas, she had started to, you know, her time was being, you know, those steps were piling up on her. And so one day she just randomly, which we have a time off procedure. I get it if for whatever reason, you know, emergency happens and you are not able to put in for your time or whatever. I get that, whatever. So you just randomly text. Because we have a email thing and a text, you know, if you're not going to make it. So we get, like, she told four lies in, like, a matter of 30. And I'm like, damn, I could have respected the situation. I was still going to fire you, though. But I could have respected the situation a little bit better had you been honest and said, okay, my kid's having something at the schoolhouse. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be able to make it, or can I come in a little later after we had already discussed how busy we were going to be that day and it needed to be all hands on deck. And then you hit it in the head, and then you wonder why when you came back in, you know, the next day. I didn't even let you start the day, but I don't fire people, you know, on their day off. I fire you when you get back because I need all of my stuff. I need my keys. I need everything. I need all that back. But the thing about it was, Donald was like, he's like, you're going to let her go. I say, baby, do you see this paperwork typed up? It's already ready, and my signature is on it. I mean business. Like, because if you don't put your foot down, you'll be in there mad at yourself because somebody's walking all over your policies and your procedures. And I can't do it. If you abuse the time, whether it's for sick, whether it's for your personal needs or whatever, your ass is out here. I run a business. You're not going to go to any of these major companies and do that. You're not going to do it here.
Gotcha.
Period.
Gotcha. Pert, with a T at the end, pert. Okay, all right. I definitely agree with both of you guys' answers wholeheartedly. And you know, at this point in time when this situation happened, people said that I was kind of wrong because I wasn't a manager at the time. I had relinquished my duties as that, but the other manager was faced with that decision, and I said, man, I support the manager on that one. And it was like, oh, well, that's not fair. He's a hard worker. He's about to get fired because he had an allergic reaction to food that he ate. I said, no, he's not getting fired for the allergic reaction. He's getting fired because he used his time in Panama City Beach when he could have been, you know, scheduling his time wisely. So I definitely agree with both of you guys, in that situation. So. Kudos to both of you guys and how you guys have been running each of your companies. Very successful. I love it. And Nick, shout out to you. You said something that that I do know personally that, you know, you, in your career, you had had a lot of people gunning for you, and yet you have outlasted all of them that gunned for you, some of the same ones that gunned for me. But, yes, you have outlasted all of them, so kudos to you, man, and congratulations to the success that you've had. To the cream, congratulations to the success you've had with your company and you know, all the other successful black businesses that we have that are thriving. You know, congratulations to you guys. We reached the end of our show. Guys, don't forget
Before you close out, really quick, what did you get? Because I think I saw you posted, I'm not sure, about Future making that comment about big girls not being able to come into a part of a resort. Did you post that?
Was it on our page?
And I'll be moving so fast sometimes I'll be going. I just saw it. And I thought I saw it reposted by, like, something that said 3KQ or you or something. I thought I did. But did you see that? Did you see that story?
I did not. So you're saying Future said that if you're a BBW, there's part of the resorts that should be saved for the fine dimes. And then there's a part of a resort that can be for everybody. How do we feel about that?
This was in Miami just this past week.
So.
And I know it's on the spot. You haven't had a chance to research it, but
I like on the spot. I'm a on the spot person. I'm just trying to figure out how to answer this politically. So I don't agree with what he said, only because throughout my matriculation in college and in my career and stuff like that, I was a little bit opposite from Nick, because you know Nick had the physique of a full fledged cornerback in college. Chad had the physique of a track star, and I'm a lineman, and so you know they got the fine dimes. And, you know, my whole philosophy in life was I didn't have to go with the girls that had all the potential to be great. I just had to have the girls that had the poke, you know, just the PO, not the whole potential, just the poke. And those were perfect for me because, and I know we had this conversation before, because I felt like the ones that were fine dimes, they had high standards and they didn't do certain things in the bedroom, and some of them did. They didn't do all the things in the bedrooms that the ones with just a little bit of poe, they go crazy for. They do a lot of other stuff that the real fancy girls with makeup and nice eyelashes, they don't want that stuff on the eyelashes and stuff like that. So, you know, if Future says he only wants to find dimes in a part of the resort, and the BBWs are going to be in the other part of the resort, I'm okay with being with the, you know, if I wasn't in a certain situation I'm in now, I'll be okay being in the part with the BBWs because I'm going to have a plus. I'm going to be able to choose. I can pick and choose what I want. So if that's what he wants, hey, I'm for it. Let that happen. Even if I had a full access pass, I want to be in the other section. Because I want to be in the section where there's going to be a plethora and I'm going to look like a king. But that's my opinion. I learned that when I first got to Nassau, Bahamas, where, you know, you see these guys walk there up the street, you know, you're on vacation, you're walking with your shirt off, and I got my big tank top on because I can't walk with my shirt off. And, you know, they weren't really paying them physique guys much attention. But they like big guys over there. I was the king. I'm the captain here. So, you know, that's how I feel like if I would walk through that part of the resort. But people like Nick that got abs and shit, you know, they might feel differently. Nick, what's your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm probably on the same page as you. I had abs, B. But you know what I'm saying? What they don't tell you is if you stop working out, and you get 30, you're going to be fat. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to adjust my lifestyle to to where you at. So I don't really have nothing to say bad about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, college was what it was, but you know what I'm saying? Real life is what it is. So, ladies, if y'all like a kind of a slim fat nigga, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Not slim thick for ladies. But you like slim fat nigga. Like, I'm still small, but I got a big stomach. So if you fucking with that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just be fucking with it because I don't need you, but I'm just throwing it out there. That's where I'm at in life. So I try running. I try diets. You know what I'm saying? But what I realized is I just don't give a fuck. So that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Food is good, and I'm going to enjoy it. That's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I still can outrun a burglar. I still shoot at the police. I think I said that backwards, but y'all know what I'm saying.
So, LaCreen, what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, I was like, I was really appalled, really. Like, I was the first thing, I mean, because it was trending on so many, you know, so many people were resharing it and posting it. That's why I thought I saw it on one of you guys' posts. But it was just, you know, the fact of the matter is that he, and again, like you say, everybody got their preference. You know, everybody has their preference. You know, I'm not knocking nobody for what they like. But I do feel like, mm-hmm. you know, for you to open your mouth and actually say, because, again, you could have everybody over there but only gravitate to the ones that you like. But to physically come out mm-hmm. of your mouth and say when a lot of these women, you know, that, and people forget plus size starts at, you know, people think plus and they automatically think really fat women. No, plus size is like 10 to 12. You know, size 10 to 12, that's considered plus size. And most of the time, mm-hmm. like when you start thinking high fashion, they call anything over 4 is plus. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that's all those women, they're considering to be plus size. So my thing is, how in the hell could it come out of your lips, off your lips, to actually put that out there and tell people and all that get out when half of the people that support you are BBWs? Half people that support
hey.
You are BBWs.
LaCreen, I don't know if I would say half, but that's not, I'm not going to argue that point because you're probably right. But he said that he never said it, that he loved all women. And because of the horror that the world has shown him to be, I believe him this time. I don't think he really said it. I'm just saying, I don't think he really said it.
Did you read, you went and found the story? Because, see, I didn't ever go find the story. I just read the little clip that it said, that he allegedly said that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I went and read the story, but I couldn't find, well, I didn't play the clip because obviously we don't hear, so I can't hear what was said, but I couldn't find any text that said that he actually said it. I only saw stuff that said he, you know, he came back and said, y'all know I didn't say that. I love all women. And because
okay.
of the amount of bitches he fucked, I think that he might love all women. I don't know that to be a fact. But, you know, Future got about 16 baby mamas. I'm sure at least 2 of them is BBWs. You hear me? So, especially if it started at a size 10. If it started at a size 10. But, bro, if it started at size 10, what's after BBW? Because I know quite a few of them. What's after size 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Size 10 is where dick started at.
Yeah, plus sizes, as soon as you hit like a size 6 to 8 and going up, you consider plus size. Plus size is considered anything 12 and up, actually. You know, but again,
if she's single digits,
you're talking high fashion.
If she's single digits, I don't want her.
If you're talking high fashion, automatically, if you're over a size 4, you're big. You're too big.
I feel like a size 4 can fit in one leg of my jeans. I don't want to.
Yeah, you're too big. All
right. Well, we got about 45 seconds left of the show, you guys. Next week, 3KQ will be on a cruise unless something happens. So we may, just possibly may not be on, but just be out on the lookout. If we can host live from the ship, we definitely will. But appreciate everybody being on tonight. Hope you learned something. Thank you for our public analysis on Twitter, Ms. May. Doing a good job keeping you guys posted and updated on what's going on with there. Tonight we talked about compensation for menstrual at work. Can love be taught? And are relationship boundaries going too far? Are relationship boundaries good or bad? If you liked any of these, please, please share them with your friends and have them come and listen to the show. Other than that, we will see you guys next week. We out.